You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to start a new study today. I'm going to talk about God's Holy Spirit. We started these studies several shows ago about biblical truths that most people do not know. Most people that have been taught false doctrines. And there has to be a standard that all truth is measured against. And that standard is your Bible. Not what the preacher says, not what the theologians say, not what somebody on radio or TV says. Only thing that matters is what does your Bible say? So here's the question. What does the Bible say about God's Holy Spirit? It's there, it's real, and we're going to look at what the Bible says and once and for all talk what the Bible says about this subject. Now people recoil in horror and use the Trinity as the standard for defining what's Christianity is. But the problem is the preachers are lying to you because they've been taught lies. This is misunderstood by the vast majority of Christianity. God's Holy Spirit is the essence, the power, the mind, and the spiritual extension of God. It's not a third person or third deity. It's the comforter that was promised by Jesus. We can receive God's Holy Spirit after baptism through the laying on of hands. Almost every major church organization believes in this doctrine that they call the Trinity. They believe it's a third and separate entity or God. If you reject the Trinity doctrine, you're labeled as a heretic. There are two definitions of the Trinity. Most people don't even know this. The three in one, the three is three, but both are false. The early church didn't believe in the Trinity. It wasn't until the Council of Nicaea that it was even adopted. The belief that a Trinity is an ancient Babylonian doctrine that was spread by what later became the Catholic Church. The Babylonians believed in the unity of one God of three persons. They used the equilateral triangle, just like the Roman Church did, to define the Trinity. The papacy has the Trinitarians of Madrid, an image of the triune God with the three heads on one body. The recognition of a Trinity was worshipped in ancient nations of the world. Three-headed gods are found in India's supreme deity and Japan's Buddha. People that believe in the Trinity do not understand that this would make the Holy Spirit Jesus' Father, not God. That's right. It says that God's Spirit overshadowed Mary and she became pregnant. Luke 1:30, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor in God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. And he will be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered her and said, "The Holy Spirit will become upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born shall be called the Son of God." Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.